Hebrews 12:1. I'm not going to have you turn there. I have it in the New Living Translation here, and we're just going to read it from the New Living Translation. It says, therefore, Hebrews 12:1-2, look on your sheet there. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up. And let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion, who initiates and perfects our faith because of the joy awaiting him. He endured the cross, disregarding the shame, its shame. Now he is seated in the place of honor beside God's throne. So for a few moments, I want to focus on verse 1 and say some things about that. We'll maybe circle back to verse 2, but verse 1 says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, before in chapter 11, that's, some people call that the Hall of Fame of Faith. You go back and read chapter 11, it's talking about individuals that have walked the earth, that have walked in faith, and done things on this earth, acted in faith. And so, in context, that's what he's referring back to. He's saying, therefore, since we have this, we're surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses, these people that we just got done talking about, witnesses to the life of faith. These people haven't ceased to exist. They're not gone. They're in heaven. And they ran their race. Need to grab a scripture sheet. You need a scripture sheet? Can you, hey, Jordan, can you get a scripture sheet there? We just got going. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, these people exist still. You know, Noah, he's not gone. Abraham, he's not gone. They're walking in heaven. And they're aware. Now, God has not set a lot of things in the Word down on paper through the people that He's inspired to write the Word of God. There's not a whole lot about heaven. But there are some things. And we don't know everything that happens. But evidently, these people are, to a degree, we're surrounded by this crowd of witnesses. It's as if they're in the grandstand cheering us on. Brother Hagin, in one of the visions that he had, he had an experience, and he had some experience with heaven, and he said, he was talking to, I think, one individual, and they said, they're not concerned so much about the natural things you're doing, but they're aware of things that you do spiritually that are for God's kingdom. And I believe that's right. I believe that lines up with Scripture. In other words, you go into the gas station or cooking dinner or different things, it's the blow-by-blow, certain things on your job, unless it relates to the greater purposes of heaven, people aren't so aware. I mean, they're going about things in heaven. But when somebody gets saved, I mean, the Bible says that when one person gets saved, there's rejoicing, right? Amen. They're aware of those type of things. They're aware of when somebody apparently is following the plan of God, doing what they're called to do on this earth. They're aware of how short life is, even though some of them lived for hundreds of years, still short compared to eternity. We only have a little bit of time here that we're going to run this race. It says, therefore, since we're surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, these individuals have gone before us, and they are witnesses to walking a life of faith here on this earth. Not everybody on this earth walks a life of faith. Did you know that? You know, we're surrounded here by a lot of people that are not walking a life of faith, that don't honor God, that aren't walking according to what the Word says. And that's what we see and hear a lot. But we have a whole great cloud of witnesses, if we'll take God at His Word, that are in heaven, that are aware of what's going on, and that are there as if they're in the grandstands watching you and I run our race, because it's our time. It's our time right now. We only get one shot at this, guys. We're turning into 2017. It's a new year. And that's, we're talking to my kids. They said, it doesn't feel any different this morning. It's a new year. Doesn't feel any different. Well, of course, it doesn't necessarily feel any different, but it is different. In my mind's eye, I just think of the calendar. And I always, as we get to the end of the year, I'm always thinking we're kind of at the bottom. If you think of, like, we have a big year calendar in our office with all 12 months, but I'm always kind of thinking we're sliding into that last part at the bottom, and then we roll over and we go back up to the top. That's literally what we're doing. But in my mind, when I'm thinking of where we are in the year, I'm always just thinking of, I'm kind of a visual person in a lot of areas. I think of seeing things, and it helps me to retain knowledge. But that's how I think about the year. If we're in July, I'm just in my mind's eye thinking middle of that wall calendar. I'm thinking right there. And when we get to the end, I'm thinking last 2 weeks, and then we're going to pop up to the top, even though it was just another day. Yesterday isn't different than today, but it is. We just reset. I believe it's God-given. Today is a reset. We're going to take communion after the message. But it's a reset. You put everything that is 2016 behind you, good, bad, thank God for it, remember the good things, praise God for the good things, but we're going to go on into 2017, and we're getting set right now, because you know what? Pretty soon, if Jesus doesn't come back, we're going to be talking about 2018 in 1 year from today. We're not going to be in church. It's going to be on a different, I don't think it's on a Sunday next year, right? Then do that back to back. But we're going to be really quickly talking about, we just went into 2018. Just like a year ago, we were talking about it's brand new 2016, right? And it's going to go like that. Not going to be long, and we're going to be standing here, and it's going to be 2018. So the question is, we're right here at the beginning. What are we going to do this year? Are there any tweaks we need to make so that when we get to 2018, we can look back and say, for this portion of my race, I ran it with everything I had. Now let's read. I'm getting ahead of myself, but let's read some of this scripture. Therefore, since, just read the first sentence and we get going. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, can't get off it. There are people that have already run their race. They're in heaven right now, and they're looking at you and I, and we're running our race. And if Jesus doesn't come back for a few hundred years, we're going to be in heaven watching the individuals on the earth run their race. I don't believe it's going to be that long. But these people lived, they died, they did what they did, and they're looking at you and I, and we are here, and this is our opportunity, and the things that matter are God's things. They are not the natural things that so easily distract us. We need to get that just hardened in our mind right now going into 2017. Let's read the next sentence. So he said, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up. Notice he said, especially the sin. But that's not all that would include, that let us strip off every weight would include. He said, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin. Well, are there weights that aren't sin that still slow you down? Yes. There are things in our lives, they're not sin, but they're slowing us down. And we can strip them off. Let us run with endurance the race God has set before your neighbor. Let us run the race that God has set before the guy on TV that you like to listen to. Huh? Whose race are you supposed to run? Yours. I'm supposed to run mine. Let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. Those individuals in Hebrews 11, they had a race. Noah was not going to run Abraham's race. Abraham was not going to run David's race. Paul was not going to run Peter's race. Peter wasn't going to run Paul's race. You know, they talk. It's amazing what God does. Paul, educated by some of the most prominent Jewish leaders, Pharisee of the Pharisees. God sends him to the Jewish people that would appreciate it? No. The Gentiles that don't know up from down when it gets to that area. Don't know anything about the Jewish customs. He tried to go to he had a heart for his countrymen. Tried to go to the Jewish people, but finally he said, enough, I'm going to the Gentiles. And Peter, fisherman, sailor, doesn't know a whole lot about. I mean, he's not trained. He's not a theologian. He's not trained in all the parts of the law. Going to send him to the Jewish people. Gentiles, people that, you know, don't have any training. No, not going to send him. You're going to send him to the Jewish people. Why does God do these things? I don't know. Ask him. I'm not God. I don't have an answer. But God knows what he's doing. You can't run your neighbor's race, so quit trying. We have a race set before us. If you just think about it, you have a lane out before you in 2017. You don't have to worry about the guy in lane 5 or the lady in lane 1. If you're in lane 4, just run your race. It's all that's going to matter is, did you do what God told you to do? 2017 is a portion of your race. It's one leg of your race, one leg of my race. We have a chance to run. It says, let us run with endurance, the race that God has set before us, with endurance. That means you might have to be persistent in your race. You have to endure what God has set before you. That means it's not always going to be easy, but we can run it. If God has given you a race, he's given you the ability and the grace and the help to run your race. But he didn't give the grace to you to run your neighbor's race. And that's where people get into trouble. They try to do something that somebody else is called to do, and it looks good, but they're not called to do it. You and I have a job to do in 2017 and beyond, but let's just take 1 year at a time. We have something we're supposed to do this year that only we can do the way God would have us to do it. Now, make no mistake, that doesn't mean if you don't do your part that God won't get somebody else to do it. He will. The question is not, is God's work going to get done? The question is, are you going to be a part of doing what he called you to do? Because if you don't do it, God will get somebody else to do it. Because his work's going to get done. Period. But are we going to be part of what he's called us to do? Are we going to focus on what he's called us to do? Are we going to strip off things that maybe would hinder us in doing what he's called us to do? Skip down to 1 Corinthians 9, verse 24. Look on your sheet there. Don't you realize that in a race everyone runs, but only one person gets the prize? So run to win. Let me ask you a question. In this race that you're running, how many people are running the race that you're running? It's not a trick question. What did we just say? What has God set before you? He set before you your race. So how many people are running your race? One. Who are you competing against? There's nobody else. It's you. So nobody else is going to get your prize. It's our opportunity to run our race, but it's a one-lane race, and you don't have to worry about what anybody else is doing. We need to just run what God has told us to do. Only one person gets the prize, so run to win. You mean, how could I lose? You ask, you know, how could I run my race if it's a one-person race and lose? You know what? People quit running. They don't finish their race. If you don't finish the race, you don't win. And in a one-person race, you could lose. That's sad. But people do it all the time. There are people, they don't even know there's a race. A whole lot of people on the face of don't even know we're in a race. Don't even know they're supposed to be running a race. There's a lot of people that started running the race and said, this is too hard, and got out. And they're sitting on the sidelines, watching other people run their race. Some people are criticizing the way other people are running their races. That's not the same as running your race. There's a lot of people that are out, you know, in the cut. Boy, that guy's not running his race. What are you doing in your race? Nobody's in lane 56. That's you. And people are sitting there criticizing, what up, person? I don't like the way they're running the race. You know what? The only thing that's going to determine if somebody gets a prize or not is if they finish their course. Amen. It's quiet. It's humbling. We're not concerned about what other people are doing. 2017, we need to be concerned with what has God called us to do, and are we doing everything we can, pushing everything aside to make sure we're running our one-person race? That doesn't mean you're not hooked up with other believers. That means you have a specific call to do. You definitely are going to be hooked up with other people. But they have their own races to run. And we need to know who we're supposed to be hooked up with. There's one lane. Okay? It doesn't look like a tree. Just pick whatever path you want. That's not godly. God said, here's your lane. Run in it. And people are saying, well, it doesn't matter what lane I run in. God's still pleased with me. That's not true. If he gave you the lane and you're running in somebody else's lane or doing something else, your lane's empty. That means what's supposed to be getting done in the kingdom of God is not getting done. And you need to be running, even though your race is individual, that lane represents everything that God would have you to be doing. And in 2017, that represents a certain group of people, a certain focus. May not be the same now as it is in 5 years, but right now, that lane is still one lane. I know this is sobering sometimes. There's a lane before us. We're supposed to be hooked up with a certain group of people. We're supposed to be doing something. Each day, there is something we're supposed to be doing. It's not five things. At any given time, you're supposed to be doing one thing. I'm not saying you don't get five things done in a day. But you know, you're not going to get five things done at one time. I don't care who you are. You can't do it. You may be keeping multiple things going, like multiple pots on multiple burners. But at any given time, you're not servicing more than one thing. What is that one thing? What are we supposed to be doing? What is our race that we're running? Amen. This isn't really complicated. We make it complicated. Why? It gets muddled with all the other junk. Muddled with junk from people that don't even know the race. They're saying, come over this, and they don't understand that the real thing they're supposed to be doing is over in lane 56, and they're in the different stadium saying, hey, we're partying over here, come join us, and they don't understand. They're missing the very thing they're supposed to be doing with their life, and when we get to the end, what we're going to be judged on, I said judged, not for sin, You're going to be judged. You're going to be evaluated on what you did in this body. Now, I hope I didn't lose people. We're not talking about you earning your salvation. See, people get this stuff confused. We're not talking about you earning your way to heaven. Jesus did that. You can't do it. But he gave you a gift of life, like all these people in Hebrews 11, and we have the opportunity to use our life for something, and you will be evaluated, and there are rewards for that. What you do this year, you're going to be rewarded for, if it's along the lines that you're running according to what God said. Let's read this, and then we'll wrap up. Don't you realize that in a race, everyone runs, but only one person gets the prize? So run to win. All athletes are disciplined in their training. They do it to win a prize that will fade away, but we do it for an eternal prize. So I run with purpose in every step. I am not just shadow boxing. I discipline my body like an athlete to do what it should. Otherwise, I fear that after preaching to others, I myself might be disqualified in running his race. We don't want to be disqualified from running our race. We want to run. We want to do it with purpose. People in the natural, for natural prizes, discipline themselves to do what they're supposed to be doing at a certain time so that they can run as well as possible. And that's what the Apostle Paul is saying here. He's saying you do everything you can to run that race, strip everything off to the side. You make sure that you are disciplining yourself like an athlete so you can run as fast as possible. Amen. As quick, doing it for the glory of God, not doing it for a natural prize. He said people do this all the time. You see these Olympic swimmers, they do everything possible to minimize the drag on their body so they can just get fractions of seconds faster. That's a good picture of what we ought to be doing. Can you shave this out? Well, it doesn't really matter. Well, it doesn't matter except that it makes you go that much faster. Faster in what? In your race for God, so you can do that much more, not trying to earn something because he's already done it, and you want to run according to all that he has put before you. You want to run the race as well as you possibly can. And so you say, I'm going to shave this off. I'm going to get this little bit here. It's not sin, but it's just slowing me down. I don't like it. God help me. I'm going to get that thing off, and I'm going to be sleek. I'm going to be efficient. I'm going to do what God has called me to do, and I'm going to do it with excellence. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's go ahead, ushers. Please get the communion ready here. Let's take communion together. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Boy, so much there. But we're gonna keep moving here, but there's just so much loaded. Go ahead and start passing it out. Thank God. Just meditate on that right now. As the ushers are passing out the communion elements, we are running our race. We're running sleek. We're running fast. Look, we should be going before God. Say right now, as you're receiving these elements, just be meditating. Put 2016, 2015, 2014, 2004, 1992, anything that may be kind of pushing on you. Oh, you can just put it up. Len, don't ever wait for me. Just go ahead and put it up here. Keep going. If there's something that's dragging on you, something that you did that you didn't do quite right, maybe what we're talking about here has made you think, oh, if I only would have done it, if I would have known this 20 years ago, how I could have lived different. If that's going through your head, you need to forget that because there's nothing you can do about 20 years ago. And in fact, that is going to be a weight that's hindering you from doing what you need to do now. That's something you need to strip off. If there's something, if there is something bothering you about what you did this last year, what you did about 10 years ago, what you did about 20 years ago, oh, I wish I would have had that knowledge. I could have lived so different. I haven't done what I called to do. Then right now, as we're taking communion for 2017, let all the stuff go before. That's anything 2016 that didn't quite turn out the way you want it. Drop it right now. Leave it here. January 1st, 2017, we're taking communion. We're saying that Jesus' blood is sufficient. We're saying that because of his sacrifice, there is forgiveness, there is cleansing, and you can get up today and run your race. You can't run the race that you've already passed. That's already in your rearview mirror. You can't go back and do that. What we're talking about is going forward. And if there's something that is pulling on you, it's a weight. You need to drop it. You need to let it go. You need to say, I'm running with everything I know going forward. Anything else that you need to tweak, if there's something that, you know, you've said, That's just getting in my way. I want to get rid of that, but I've had trouble. Now's the time. Put it over to God and say, God, I want that gone. May not be sin. Maybe something that you want to shave off a few more portions of a second. Now's the time to say, God, help me. Show me what to do. I'm willing. I'll be obedient. Show me how to get rid of that. Show me, and I'll do it. I want to run with everything for you. Hallelujah. This is a time just to know that Jesus is our partner. He's our big brother. He ran his race on this earth. He did it perfectly, without sin. He had no sin. He never fell, but he knows what it's like to be tempted. He knows what it's like to live in a body. He knows what it's like to come up against the flesh. He knows what it's like to have pressure, but he ran his race. He did it perfectly, and he is our example. The Bible says here in Hebrews 12:2, then it says, we do this. How do we run this race? How do we run this race with endurance? It says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up, and let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. Verse 2, we do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. Because of the joy awaiting him, he endured the cross, disregarding the shame. Now he is seated in the place of honor beside God's throne. It says, we are going to be able to do this by keeping our eyes focused on Jesus. You look down your lane and you see Jesus waiting at the end. And you say, I'm not looking to the right or left. I'm running for Jesus. He will help me. He's the author and finisher of my faith. For the joy that was set before him, he ran his race. And for the joy that's set before me, I will run my race. I will do it in his strength. I will do it in his power. That's how we run our race. That's how we're going to do it in 2017.